living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, have doctors discovered what's causing fibromyalgia? You know, it's interesting because when I was in medical school, so this is back in the 90s, early 90s, mid to early 90s. I guess I said that backwards, huh? Early to mid 90s. live radio, it's so much fun sometimes. So when I was back in medical school, I can honestly tell you, I don't remember really even talking about fibromyalgia. If we did, it was in the context of rheumatology, it was in the context of autoimmune disorders, but the focus was more on, I guess I want to say better defined diagnoses like rheumatoid arthritis, MS, you know, some of these other types of rheumatological disorders, even lupus that we understand a little bit better than fibromyalgia. So I honestly don't really remember learning too much about it. And what I've learned about fibromyalgia has come mostly just from just being, you know, out and about in the industry. And again, I still today don't think we have a great definition of it. It's a pain disorder. It has an inflammatory component. We're not really sure what causes it. Usually there's these trigger points. It can be, it's kind of a spectrum of symptoms. You know, you have some people who are, you know, you have maybe mild cases and get along just fine. And their, you know, their day-to-day functioning is not impaired in any way. But then on the severe side, you have people who can't even work. They have to receive disability because they really just can't even function. And within just a few minutes of standing up, they're in so much pain. These trigger points are activating and it can be very devastating. And it's hard to define. It's hard to diagnose. It's really a diagnosis of, you know, exclusion where you've excluded other things, and you're left with this kind of pain type syndrome, and we call it fibromyalgia. So what have we learned over the past, I don't know, let's say 5 years or so? What have we learned about what might be causing this? I pulled some of this from a guest of mine who we're going to try to get on, actually. We were having some connection problems. His name is Dr. Glenn Paris. He's a board-certified rheumatologist, and he provided me with some of the latest theories. I also pulled together some information from the Life Extension Protocols, which you guys know I love. So, you know, a couple things I think we have to realize. So it is a pain, a problem, and that's why we have these trigger points. What we're learning is that, pain is much more complex than what we ever thought, right? There's all sorts of different types of pain receptors, and the latest theories are focusing on those types of receptors. So let me try to explain this. When you feel something, when it hurts, you know, I just cut my finger really bad, by the way, so let's just use that as an example. I was trying to cut tomatoes, and as you know, I shouldn't be in a kitchen. I can eat, I can't cook. But anyway, so I almost sliced my finger off. That initial pain, the first thing is that trauma, that cutting is picked up by certain pressure receptors, in the finger itself that then sends the signal to the brain. So if you think about it, there's kind of three parts to pain. There's the receptor, there's the transmission of that activation of the pain receptor to the brain, and then there's the actual the interpretation of that pain in the brain. So you have the receptor, the highway to the brain, and the brain itself. So there's a lot of good research looking at fibromyalgia as both a receptor problem and a central sensitization to pain problems. So you got a receptor problem and a brain problem, and there's a miscommunication here. In a sense, kind of like an over communication between the receptor in those trigger points and the brain itself. So there's a lot of research looking at how to improve pain receptors and the brain's interpretation of that pain in fibromyalgia. There's biofeedback mechanisms, there's acupuncture has been tried, and some of these things have worked enough where we do think we're onto something when we talk about the abnormal pain response in fibromyalgia. That's number one. Number two, neurotransmitters are definitely involved, right? We know that right now a lot of research is looking at a type of neurotransmitter called substance P, and another one called GABA. And these neurotransmitters play a role in desensitizing often the pain, the more central interpretation of pain in the brain. And there seems to be something off with substance P and GABA in the central nervous system of patients with fibromyalgia. So when you think of the over communication of the pain receptor to the brain, and the brain over interprets it, and you get these trigger points in the pain, then you also have this loss of control of all that with things like GABA and substance P. So it's really interesting research. So if that's the case, if we're focusing more on the pain pathway from receptor to brain, we're focusing, more on the neurotransmitters that play a role in how the brain interprets those pain. Does that open up the way for some new treatments and stuff? And maybe so. You know, we know naturally speaking, we have certain things like adaptogenic herbs that are known to help modulate pain receptors. We know that DHEA is a hormone that helps receptors. We know that tart cherry extract. We know that capsaicin extract. There's a lot of things in nature, even curcumin, and other types of spices might have a way of helping to optimize that receptor to brain pain connection. You know, there's some also interesting research looking at the pain receptor more specifically, looking at mutations in pain receptors. If that's the case, does that open up the field of gene therapy where we can take a mutated receptor, which comes from ultimately a mutated gene, and give to the person in gene therapy the right gene so that they can make a correct pain receptor? Is that the future? I think so. I think that's really interesting. And I would like to learn more about this mutated pain receptor type theory of fibromyalgia as well. Some other research is looking at not just the receptor, the nerve itself that runs the pain stimulus to the brain itself, but there are other researchers looking at the physiology of the nerve itself, looking at things like calcium channels and sodium channels. And these calcium and sodium channels are basically how the nerve stimulus moves from one nerve to the next nerve to the next nerve and eventually to the brain. So we're not only looking at the receptor itself, we're also looking at the nerve physiology. Is fibromyalgia a pain nerve physiological problem, a pathological, structure in the nerve, a pathological process and how that nerve is conducting the stimulus. And so there's researchers looking at these things called calcium channels and sodium channels and looking at mutations there as well. And again, the implication is down the line, maybe some gene therapy. The other thing, we know that, things like endorphins, for instance, which is the, which is your body's natural, if I would say narcotics, if you will, endorphins help you to feel good. They can modulate pain. And, when you get a rush of excitement, endorphins are released and it's just like this feeling of, hey, things are pretty good. The opioids work through a lot of endorphin type, release. So there's a lot of research looking at ways to improve endorphin release as well. So here we have fibromyalgia as a nerve issue, receptor issue, brain issue. A lot of good research going on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.